Welcome to this beginner playbook for building a percussion layer in Ableton Live 12, starting in session view and then moving it into arrangement view for proper jungle and old school DNB energy. If you've ever made a loop that felt cool for a few bars, but didn't quite turn into a full track, this lesson is for you. We're going to take a breakbeat, add a top percussion layer, shape it with automation, and then turn that idea into a real arrangement that evolves over time. In jungle and drum and bass, percussion is not just decoration. It's movement. It's tension. It's the thing that makes the groove feel alive. Hats, shakers, rim shots, ghost hits, little metallic clicks, tiny fills, all of that stuff creates the urgency and bounce that gives the track its identity. Let's start by setting the scene. Open a new live set and set your tempo to around 170 BPM. That's a great middle ground for classic jungle and old school DNB. If you want a slightly more modern feel, you can go a little faster later, but 170 is a strong place to start. Create a few tracks to keep things organized. Make one for drums, one for percussion, one for bass, and one for FX or Atmos. Even if you don't fill all of them right away, having the tracks ready helps you think like an arranger instead of just a loop maker. Now make sure your grid is set to 1/16. That gives you enough detail to write the little rhythmic nudges that make jungle percussion feel sharp and energetic. On your drums track, load a breakbeat. An amen break is the classic choice, but any gritty break will work. If you want more control, you can slice it to a MIDI track or use simpler. If you're using the loop directly, make sure it warps correctly. In most cases, beat mode is a good starting point. Don't polish the break too much. A little roughness is part of the charm. That grit is what helps the percussion sit in the right vibe. Now let's build the actual percussion layer. Create a new MIDI track and call it Perc Layer. Load a drum rack, then fill it with a few useful sounds. A closed hat, an open hat, a rim shot, a shaker, maybe a small tom or wood hit, a metallic ping or tick, and a reverse hat or noise hit. Think of these sounds in layers. One sound adds motion. Another adds urgency. Another adds texture. If two sounds are doing the same job, you probably don't need both. That's a really useful mindset for this style. For your closed hat chain, keep it simple. Put an EQ8 on it and cut the low end hard, usually below 200 or 300 Hz. You can also use auto filter if you want movement later. If the hat feels too wide, use utility to narrow it down a bit. For the shaker, try a little saturator for some edge, then high pass it with EQ8 around 250 Hz, and use a gentle compressor only if it needs control. For rim shots or sharper perc hits, drum bus can be really useful. Keep the drive low to moderate, maybe a touch of crunch, and usually leave the boom off for high percussion. The goal is punch, not mud. Now we get to the fun part, programming the groove. Start with a one-bar MIDI clip in session view. Keep it simple at first. Put your closed hats on offbeats or syncopated 1/16 patterns. Let the shaker lightly follow the hats. Add a rim shot or accented hit as a little push before the snare, and maybe a metallic tick as a call and response detail. A good beginner approach is to think in phrases. Don't fill every space. Leave some air around the snare. In jungle and old school DNB, space is part of the rhythm. If everything is constantly playing, the groove loses power. Now humanize it a bit. This is a huge one. Use velocity variation so repeated hits don't all sound the same. Nudge a few notes slightly off the grid. Change note length a little. Leave one or two beats empty if the groove needs breathing room. A tiny bit of swing can help too, especially for old school vibes, but don't overdo it. We want loose and alive, not sloppy. Now don't stop at one clip. This is where session view really shines. Make three or four versions of the percussion clip. For example, Perc A, Perc B, Perc C, and Perc D. Perc A can be the basic groove. Perc B can add more shaker movement. Perc C can be busier with extra fills. Perc D can be stripped back and minimal. This is one of the most important beginner habits. Don't make one loop and hope it becomes a song. Make multiple versions. That way, you already have arrangement material before you even move into the timeline. You can also start using clip automation inside session view. In Live 12, that means drawing envelopes inside the clip. Great targets for percussion are autofilter cutoff, reverb wet amount, delay feedback, track volume, saturator drive, utility gain, and drum bus settings. Here's a simple example. During the last bar of a clip, slowly open a filter on the shaker, or increase reverb on a metallic hit in the final two beats, or lower the percussion volume slightly right before the drop to create space. These are small moves, but they make a loop feel like it's breathing. A really good rule for jungle and DNB is this. Short automation moves often work better than giant dramatic sweeps. One bar or two bar changes can feel very authentic. Next, group your percussion tracks into a percussion group. This makes everything easier to manage. You can control the overall volume, automate the whole layer, and glue the sounds together more cleanly. On the percussion bus, try an EQ8 first to remove any low mud below about 120 to 200 Hg, then a light glue compressor if needed, a bit of saturator for warmth, maybe utility for width control, and optionally auto filter for buildups. Keep this chain tight. Percussion in drum and bass should feel energetic and controlled, not washed out. Now we're ready to move from session view into arrangement view. There are two main ways to do this. The first is to hit global record and perform the clip launches live while recording. That gives you a more human, evolving feel. The second, and usually easier for beginners, is to manually drag your best session view clips into arrangement view and build the timeline by hand. For this lesson, I'd recommend the manual route first. Put your perca clip in the intro, maybe filtered and minimal. Bring in perc bead in the build. Use perc C for the main groove. Then strip things back for a transition or breakdown, and bring the full rhythm back for the drop. That simple structure already starts to feel like a track, not just a loop. As you place those clips in arrangement view, start thinking like an arranger. The intro should be lighter. The main section should open up. The transition should create tension, and the drop should feel like a payoff. Now add automation across the arrangement. Automate the percussion group filter cutoff so it slowly opens over 8 or 16 bars. Increase reverb send before a breakdown. Dip the percussion volume right before the drop so the return feels harder. You can even widen the stereo image a little in the intro and narrow it in the drop if you want the center to feel tighter and more focused. A practical example. During the first 8 bars, keep the percussion slightly filtered, around 2 to 4 kHz on the low pass. Over the next 8 bars, open it gradually. In the final bar before the drop, add a little more reverb, then pull that reverb away on the drop so the percussion hits dry and hard. That contrast is what creates impact. Now let's talk about fills and call and response moments, because that's where the groove comes alive. Every 4, 8, or 16 bars, add a little surprise, a quick shaker roll, a reversed cymbal, a rim shot fill, a one-beat mute, a metallic hit with a delay tail. These details keep the listener engaged and stop the rhythm from feeling too repetitive. A great beginner trick is to duplicate a percussion clip, remove one or two hits, and then add a fill at the end of the phrase. Automate a filter or delay just for that fill. It's a simple move, but it makes a huge difference. Here are some common mistakes to watch out for. First, don't overload every bar with percussion. If everything is busy all the time, nothing stands out. Use contrast. Let some bars breathe. Second, make sure your top percussion isn't fighting the breakbeat. High pass your percussion and avoid crowding the snare area. The snare lane needs space, or the whole track loses punch. Third, go easy on reverb. Too much reverb turns jungle percussion blurry fast. Short rooms and small amounts are usually better, and automation is your friend for transitions. Fourth, don't leave the arrangement unchanged. A loop is not a song. You need variation, even if it's subtle. Fifth, avoid making everything perfectly quantized. Jungle feels alive partly because of little timing imperfections and velocity changes. For darker or heavier DNB vibes, choose dusty hats, crunchy rims, noisy shakers, and lo-fi percussion samples. Saturation can help a lot here, but keep it controlled. Ableton's saturator, drum bus, or even erosion can add just enough edge. The goal is bite, not destruction. You can also make one sound do multiple jobs. Duplicate a sample and process each version differently. Keep one clean, filter another for background movement, and distort a third for accent hits or transitions. Same source, different role. That's a really efficient way to build a rich percussion palette. Another great idea is to create foreground and background percussion. Foreground sounds are your rim shots, accents, and fills. Background sounds are your shakers, hats, and little noise ticks. When the arrangement needs focus, automate the background down a bit so the important hits can speak. Now for a quick practice exercise. Try building a 16-bar percussion section using one breakbeat and two or three percussion layers. Make at least 3 session view clips. Use at least 2 automation moves, and include one fill before bar 9 or bar 13. For example, bars 1 to 4 can be stripped and filtered. Bars 5 to 8 can add shaker and rim. Bars 9 to 12 can get busier. Bars 13 to 16 can build with a fill, filter sweep, and drop ready energy. When you're done, listen back and ask yourself, Does the rhythm evolve? Can I hear the section changes clearly? And does the percussion support the break instead of crowding it? If the answer is yes, you're on the right path. So let's recap. You learned how to build a percussion layer in Session View, how to create multiple clip variations for jungle-style movement, how to use clip envelopes and automation for energy changes, how to route everything through a group bus, and how to move the idea into arrangement view to shape a full section with fills, transitions, and drop dynamics. The big takeaway is this: in drum and bass, percussion is arrangement. Tiny changes in hats, shakers, rims, filters, and reverb can turn a static loop into a rolling, high-energy section that feels alive. Keep it tight, keep it gritty, and let the groove breathe.